Yerushalmi Kelaim, correspond to Menachos, Bavli, Daf Samach Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Dalet, Amud Beis, the second word, Ma'at Avidla. Ma'at Avidla, hu v'avidase l'sech beisa, oichutz l'avidase. I'm going to ask a question now, continuing from the previous page. What is the measurement? Does the beisa include its work access, or is it a beisa plus its work access? Inta Avidna, hu v'avidase b'sech beisa, ashtra chasa, it should say chamesh mavan, v'tamanya. If it includes it, the calculation of 2,500 amos is 508 amos less than it should be. If you add the work axis, then it's 452 more than it should be, as we saw from the end of the previous section. Over muflagos, it should say biyichidios hein in temavut be rotsef lotaninan ela esse gefanim lebeisa. And the answer is if you do include it, meaning that the trees are only spread over 2,048 amos, which is 452 amos too small, if you spread the trees a little further apart, they're considered individual trees rather than a vineyard. If you bring them closer together, they're supposed to only be 10 vines per beisar. Havilei Matzi, Tanaya, and the conclusion is therefore that while there's no possible way that Ubizeo's calculation could fit into a beisar. Hakoyus mechuvan v'aguf eina mechuvan harei ze kerem. Haguf mechuvan v'akoyus eina mechuvan eina kerem. The Mishnah taught that if it has an arrangement of two opposite three vines, it's a vineyard. If the trunks are aligned but the foliage is not, it is a vineyard. If the foliage is aligned but the trunks are not, then it's not a vineyard. Hayu dakois ve'ina mechuvanois, ha'avu v'harei hem mechuvanois, harei ve'kerem. If they began narrow and were not aligned, and then they thickened and they became aligned, then it is a vineyard. Kezut hu yadei mechuvanos hem mevi chut u'moteach, if tanai tani mibifnim, if tanai tani mibachutz. How can one know if they are aligned? He should measure using a taut thread. Some say he should measure within the vineyard, between the rows, as the alignment inside is primary, and some say he should measure outside, as the alignment outside is primary. Amr b'yoyna, mandam b'fnim b'sech tefach, mandam b'chutz, sarach shehei negeh b'hen. B'yoyna says, the one who said inside, everything that is within a tefach of the thread is considered part of the vineyard. The one who said outside, only that which touches the thread is considered part of the vineyard. Shura chitzayna, shu'enu mechuvanes, mechuvanes keneged ha'karasim, noisnin la avidasa v'zer es ha'moisa. If the outer row of a vineyard is not aligned with the other vines, it's like a single vine, and one must distance from it six trochim, and one may then plant the rest. Am Rav Yosi, shim hayu zoyrim b'serch shisha ha'kol osa. Chus l'shisha ha'gafonim mutoris, v'ha'kerem osa. Rav Yosi said that if you planted within those six trochim, the outer row becomes prohibited. If you planted beyond the six trochim from the outer row is permitted, but the seeds that are within four amos of the rows of the vineyard prohibited those rows. Ezu kerem dal. The Gemara asked, when the Mishnah taught that if there are still 10 vines spread out within a beisar, it's called a poor vineyard. Why is it called a poor vineyard if it prohibits a large area? And Rav Yonah, dal begafonim v'ashir ba'avodos. Rav Yonah answered that it is poor in vines, but it's rich in effect that it prohibits a large area.